Greetings, you are listening to Change Radio News. Today is Friday, the 12th of December, 2025. The news read by Oliver Rusizo. And here are the headlines. President Chamisa ignites comeback buzz. A bill to extend Mnangagwa's term nears publication, and civil society warns of cash flaunting ahead of elections. And now for the news in detail. A social media post by Citizens leader President Nelson Chamisa has ignited fresh speculation about his political future. In the post, President Chamisa stated that he is being remade from the inside out and declared expert, me renewed, refreshed, revived, and fired up. Using the hashtags God is in it and hashtag the new. The post has excited supporters who see it as a signal of a possible major announcement. This follows his resignation from the Citizens Coalition for Change last year. Change Radio spoke with Citizens spokesperson Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, who had this to say.
Well, it was always inevitable that President Chamisa would rebound back, not only renewed and re-strengthened, but reverberated and revived. And the time has come. ZANU-PF will not get away with what they did in 2023. The moment for restoration is coming. The people of Zimbabwe await. The people of Zimbabwe are expectant. We have learned a lot over the years. We have learned many lessons. We have changed many things. We believe that the hour has come. The people of Zimbabwe have seen Mr. Mnangagwa for what he is. And a renewed leadership of President Chamisa will certainly provide a new sense of hope in the people of Zimbabwe and a window of opportunity for a total transformation and rejuvenation of not just Zimbabwe, but the economy, the economy of Zimbabwe, the politics of Zimbabwe, the social fabric of our country will also be renewed.
A constitutional amendment bill that could extend Emmerson Mnangagwa's rule until 2030 is set to be gazetted before Christmas. A cabinet minister confirmed the drafting of Amendment Bill No. 3 is complete and now awaits cabinet approval before parliament publication. ZANU-PF says the bill only adjusts the presidential term length, not term limits, and does not need a referendum. But legal experts, civil society, and opposition parties argue that any extension of the president's tenure affects constitutional protections and should require a national vote. The bill has sparked heated debate amid public concerns over long presidential terms. The opposition has vowed to fight the bill tooth and nail. Civil society organizations say rising cash flaunting and misuse of state resources ahead of elections are undermining the democracy in Zimbabwe. Speaking at a Vulawayo meeting, Election Resource Center's Takunda Tsunga highlighted growing money politics and abuse of state institutions, including concerns over housing loans to judges before polls. Activists also condemned politically timed donations such as boreholes and Starlink kits and warned that public displays of wealth distort voter behavior. They are calling for stronger enforcement of electoral laws and greater accountability. The Zimbabwe Human Rights Association has warned of growing public disillusionment as service delivery continues to collapse. In its latest report titled Between Promises and Reality, A People's Audit of Election Promises in Zimbabwe, ZimRights says most commitments made under the 2023 People's Human Rights Manifesto including pledges on healthcare, education, basic services, and anti-corruption, remain unmet. The findings come as government pushes for a controversial constitutional amendment that could extend the presidential term from 2028 to 2030. ZANU-PF's decision to nullify the controversial co-option of Emmerson Mnangagwa's investment advisor, Paul Tungwarara, into the party's central committee has sparked fresh debate over deepening factionalism. Tungwarara's elevation had drawn criticism after reports emerged of money and gifts being handed out during the process. The reversal now highlights ongoing infighting and alleged vote buying within the ruling party, particularly between factions aligned to Mnangagwa and his vice, Constantino Chiwenga. Tensions are rising ahead of the Nkulumani constituency by-election following allegations that a member of independent candidate Mbuso Fuzwayo campaign team had received death threats. Team leader Tamsanga Ngube reports that a man in a ZANU-PF branded vehicle threatened to burn down the activist's home on Monday, accusing him of mobilizing votes for Fuzwayo. The United States says it is shifting its engagement with Zimbabwe from a donor-driven model to a partnership focused on trade, investment, and policy cooperation. United States Ambassador Pamela Trenmond has said Washington sees strong potential for collaboration in agriculture, tourism, and critical minerals under what she described as a more balanced and partnership-based approach. Former ZANU-PF Minister Simba Makoni has criticized businessmen Kudakwashi Tagwire and Wicknell Chivayo, accusing them of stealing the heart and soul of the nationalist movement. Makoni says the behavior of today's political elites dishonors the aspirations of the liberation founders, adding that Zimbabweans are losing hope as money and personal interests overshadow national service. A group of traditional chiefs was stranded outside Rainbow Towers Hotel in Harare after being denied re-entry when government promised funds failed to materialize. The chiefs had been accommodated while awaiting stipends pledged by Emmerson Mnangagwa, but were unable to extend their stay without payment. The incident highlights growing tensions between rural leaders and a cash-strapped central government battling delayed budget releases and dwindling reserves. And in news from local communities, the citizens' annual charity dinner takes place tomorrow. Tickets are still available. To secure your place, please call +263 772 313 293 or +263 777 059 787 and join the giving spirit this festive season. The family of late Sungura legend Nicholas Zakaria has announced he will be buried this Sunday in his rural home in Chiweshe. His remains will leave his Chitungiza home on Saturday. Fellow musicians and fans continue to gather to pay tribute, with Alec Machesu leading emotional tributes to the maestro's legacy. A massive public send-off is being planned for the beloved icon. Citizens have criticized Chitungwiza municipality for only repairing the road to the late Mazibaba Nicholas Zakaria's house in Unit 8 extension after his passing. The council expedited grading and graveling work to ease access for mowers. Critics say this mirrors past incidents such as providing water only during the funerals of Sekhe Road accident victims and argue that the council should maintain roads and services regularly rather than waiting for tragedies to act. In international news, a surge of Congolese refugees is pouring into Burundi, fleeing intense fighting between the M23 rebels and government forces in South Kivu. The United Nations reports 40,000 new arrivals in just 1 week. Conditions at border transit sites are dire, with no water, toilets, or shelter. Refugees describe escaping through heavy shelling. The United Nations Refugee Agency is calling for urgent aid to manage the crisis. And finally, in sports news, Zimbabwe football fans are stunned after midfielder Marshall Munetsi was excluded from the Warriors squad. Zifa has offered little explanation, citing injury, but his club, Wolves, confirms he has 95% fitness. Sources say the exclusion stems from internal disputes, including unpaid allowances, leaked WhatsApp messages, and tensions with the technical team. Munetsi reportedly urged players to protest non-payment of camping fees, but Zifa viewed this as insubordination. The saga highlights ongoing issues in Zimbabwean football, administrative disputes, political interference, and strained player-coach relations. Fans and experts are now questioning the professionalism and transparency of Zifa's management. To end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. President Chamisa ignites comeback buzz. A bill to extend Mnangagwa's term nears publication, and civil society warns of cash flaunting ahead of elections. This concludes our bulletin for today. Thank you for listening. From myself, Olive, and the entire team at Change Radio, have a blessed weekend.